This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Republican lawmakers are looking to pare back the regulations imposed on Missouri businesses. Legislation to be considered during the 2012 session would automatically impose a 10-year expiration date on any new or amended administrative rules. If state agencies want the rules to remain in effect for longer than that, they would have to formally review and reestablish them. That review would include an analysis of whether a rule overlaps with any other rules, whether there's a less restrictive alternative, and whether the rule could be changed to relax the burden on businesses or individuals. Republican Senate leaders listed the proposed changes to state regulations as one of their priorities this year. Legislation on the topic was also filed in the House when the annual session opened yesterday. Officials at Lambert Airport are hoping to reopen the Sea Concourse in April, about a year after the concourse was severely damaged in a tornado. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the airport director told airport commissioners yesterday that restrooms in the concourse have been renovated and storm-damaged windows replaced. Officials say storm repairs are being made in concert with planned terminal renovations, including new ceilings and lighting. The EF tornado on April 22nd caused extensive damage, including breaking numerous windows in the main terminal building. The same tornado damaged hundreds of homes near the airport. A proposal has been scrapped by the Nixon administration to borrow money from Missouri's state universities to help balance the state's budget. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has the details.
The idea was floated last month, in which $106 million in reserve funds from five of Missouri's largest universities would be used to shore up the Department of Higher Education's budget for the next fiscal year, which begins in July. That sparked an outcry from both university officials and lawmakers. Nixon says the proposal is now, quote, off the table.
We've got a gap. We have and will continue to look for methods in which we can put as many dollars as possible in the classroom, both at K-12 as well as higher education.
Nixon also says if any cuts need to be made to the higher education budget, that he'll focus on, quote, administrative areas. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
State agriculture officials have ordered a Western Missouri meat company to stop processing meat. The Agriculture Department says inspectors found records indicating Alma Meats sold meat that was improperly handled and not inspected. State officials say 320 pounds of meat have been recalled. People who purchase products prepared from November 14th to November 23rd should return them. A message left today at Alma Meats was not immediately returned. Halfway through Missouri's budget year, state revenues are sluggish. The State Budget Office reported today that Missouri's revenue increased 1.2% through the first 6 months of the 2012 fiscal year. Revenues need to grow at about 2.7% to meet the mark set by the budget. Budget Director Linda Lubering says the revenue report was concerning, but noted that things could improve in the second half of the budget year. For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.